Pray. Can we pass those papers across? Hallelujah. Let me just follow up on something that was spoken by Reverend Mrs. Let me just do some things to help us tonight. I have to reschedule my... Don't touch anything. Just reduce these ones here. That's where the trouble is. All right. Let's go to Luke 15. Can you give me Living Bible? The Living Bible. Luke 15. Verse 1. I just want to listen to this. Everybody, can you look up on the screen? It's not your normal Bible that you are carrying. Dishonest tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to who? Please, can you look up, everybody? I need your attention now. This may determine your joy in the coming year. Look at the screen again one more time. Dishonest tax collectors and other notorious sinners. Do you know any notorious sinners in town? Just imagine that person start coming to our church. And he comes in, notorious sinners, dishonest. You don't expect him in church, am I right? You don't want him to come to church, right? I mean, you should not come and steal our... So they came, they don't, I mean, it's not coming just once, invited, but it's coming often. You know, it's an armed robber in town, and he comes to church. He's a 419 guy, yahoo, yahoo boy, and he comes often. I had an experience like that when I was in school. You know, when you are in universities, usually the bad guys are the social secretary. It happened to your school too. Social secretary are usually the bad guys. I got this guy called Jimmy something, and I started teaching on Thursday in our fellowship, and he would come, enter the church, and sit down at the front. All of us felt funny. Let's keep reading. But this caused complaint from the Jewish religious leader and the expert on Jewish law, because it was associating with such what? Despicable people, even eating with them. Just imagine one of those guys come to church, come with his slicky car, and I jump inside the car and I follow him to go and eat somewhere. What would you say? We know where pastor's getting his money from. Right? Let's keep reading. So Jesus used this illustration. Can you look up, everybody? If you had a 100 sheep, one of them strayed away and was lost in the wilderness, wouldn't you leave the 99 others to go and search for the lost one until you find it? No. If I have 100 million, everybody look up here. If I have 100 million and I lost 1 million yesterday, you think I'm going to look for it? Will I risk that 99 million to go and look for that 1 million? What should I do? Anybody who is smart here? Answer me now. What should I do? Keep the 99, right? And forget about the one, right? Let's keep reading. And then you will joyfully carry it home on your shoulders. Let's keep reading. When you arrived, you'll call together your friends and neighbors to rejoice with you because your lost sheep was found. Now, everybody, read the next verse with me. Let's go. Can I hear your voice? Well, in the same way, heaven will be happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over 99 others who haven't strayed away. Can you just look up here, everybody? You don't know this. You don't know this. You know, I come over here and I take care of you. I do whatever I can for you. But I spend more time on those who are straight trying to come in than on you. I spent my time, my money on them. That's why sometimes when they come, they stay with us. They come to see that this guy is not against them. It's not a normal pastor who just... So I do that a lot. I work on people, you know. They may not even believe what we believe. They just come straying in. Like one young man, he will come to my office and lie to me. was in school, and I'll give him money. He come around again. I didn't know he was lying to me. I knew he was lying to me. I didn't know the exam was lying. So I said, I don't go to school. Sometimes you say, I need clothes. I said, go get him clothes. I'll tell Sokam, do this. Remember, tell him, follow him to Sokam, to buy him clothes. He'll come back. He said he was going to pull him. He needs some extra school fees. I give him. Not church member. So one day, he just strayed into my office and he said, good evening, sir. I'm here to do restitution. Call restitution. Live a bad life, you want to come back? He said, I've been lying to you and collecting money from you. I said, so? I said, it's God's money anyway. My money is God's money. He said, but you know what? I just had an encounter with God and I just blessed. The Lord spoke to me and he said, praying, fasting, became, is that a prophet? He's still around me, still come around. And I'm still helping him now, in the light, not in the dark. You know, God is happier over one person who turns to him than over 99 of us. So if you want to get heaven to be happy, what should we do? Huh? Okay, stop. I was coming out of my area recently, and I had this man that was standing at the gate. But I could see him reading. And all the gate men like to collect money. So you know what I did? We just made some booklets that explained the gospel in a very small way, in a very clear way. And I put the money inside the envelope, inside the book. And I said, sir, I know you can read. He said, I read. So I gave him the money plus the book. He was telling my driver, someone was telling me, he said, I really love the book. Really want to. You know those who read the book most in Nigeria? Policemen. I hope you know that. Policemen like read small books. So I gave him that. I did that teaching years ago that clarified everything about salvation clearly. It's called Seven Great Truths. We have run out of supply of this. But 3 weeks ago, brother, let me take my time. Just want, if you don't do tonight, it's okay. Brother Bayou came and said they want to go and do an outreach in a school as Deacon Stephen. And it's going to be on Friday that we're going to do the outreach to secondary school students. And I said, what are you going to use? He said, we don't have anything to use. I said, you know what? I sent for Emmanuel. It's a printer. I said, just come. How much will do? 2,000. And that was about 100 and something thousand naira. 140 or something? Yeah. Immediately, I saw that he got 120,000 to have it before Friday. So we pushed the money. We just say, Emmanuel never get money like that for us. Before we pay clearly. I said, push the money. Get that thing ready for Friday. So let's make about, how many copies do we need? About 2,000 or something? I said, deliver 300 before Friday. So that those kids can have, we call it seven great truths. Seven things about life, about God, His kingdom. The first one is God is good. The second one, God does nothing apart from His word. Third one is that life does not always give you what you expect. And number four, the cross of Calvary is our total answer. Number five, there's only one way to heaven. Number six, there is a day of accountability when you give account for your life. And finally, number seven, you have a choice to make heaven your home or hell your place of torment. So we made that simple thing, and then we printed it and put it out. So they got 300 copies, pushed them there. I never mentioned it in church. We just look for the money and push it through. Why? Because when one sinner returns to God, it's more than 99 others, right? Now, while my wife was praying tonight, I was listening. I was joining her, and I heard her say something about Luke 15, that we'll leave 99. And so I told myself, we better start giving joy to heaven, or else we won't have enough joy in our own lives. Huh? So you know what? We still have some extra copies left. So I want you to take this material and give somebody. Please don't collect if you are not going to give anybody over the weekend. Don't collect it. Don't bring, you know, if you don't bring joy, don't bring sadness either. So you can take one or two copies and just give somebody that you know around you. Gate man, people around us, we can do that. So friends, I'm going to turn it to something like a PDF so that you can send it to your friends to read them online. Praise God. So let's, can we have the ushers, Emmanuel? I think the books are at the back over there. Let's do that. Right in the midst of worship, we can give more joy to heaven by one sinner turning to the Lord than all our combined music. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So please, let's do that. Samuel, where do you put them? At the back? Okay, let's have them. I want you to take one or two copies and just give somebody else you need to read this. It's a summary of the gospel. You know how I got this? One sister used to be in our church. Her name was Uda. No, was it Uda now? Or something. She was a copper. And she prayed overnight. And she said, Lord, let pastor speak to me tomorrow the word I need to hear. Around 3 o'clock in the night, I was woken up. And I was given 7 great truths that can change any life. And I preached that day, and it became the booklet. So please, I'd like you to, if you want to give joy to heaven, please don't collect it. Because it costs money. Don't collect it and just keep for yourself. Don't give children. Hello. Pastor, I've not read it myself. Read it and pass it on. Please, you don't have to collect. I'd like you to lift up your hands if you'd like to have some. One or two. Praise God, he'll give you. And help us. We're going to take it after we give it out. We're going to pray over it that it will touch lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's become part of those who give joy to heaven. He said, well, in the same way, heaven will be happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over 99 others who haven't strayed away. Praise God. God is not against the 99, but he has more joy. That's the same thing happens when you have children, like when you have a little baby. Everything else is stopped for the little baby to be rejoiced over. All right. Okay. So please help us. People are here. Help us give them. Okay. Around here. One or two, not more than that. Don't just pack for yourself. And you can come back and take more. If you need some more, we're going to give them. Praise God. This is that. We are about, I just signed off another money for another one. I just told, you have seen the alert now, Emmanuel. Yeah. We have one on finances, on supernatural provision. And we wanted to make another 2,000-3,000 copies. And that one cost us about 160,000 naira. We just signed off 150K to almost pay it off. So we can have another 2,000 to help people experience supernatural provision in our land. That should be ready next week, thereabouts. Why? Because God wants people provided for. So read Matthew 9. They are weary and tired like sheep without shepherd. And God has called us to do this. Praise God. Now, Pastor, why are you telling us to do this? Can you look up, everybody? Why are you telling us to do this? Give us in the same Bible, Ephesians 4, verse 11, quickly. Hallelujah. I stopped the service for this. What are things to do? Okay, next verse. It talks about different gifts. Why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things, prophet, apostle, is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for him. That's what I'm doing now. Equipping to do better work for him. So let's give some of these materials. Is that all right? So this is equipping. Give you some materials and they'll be able to share with people and bless them in the city. Praise God. The more you bless people, the more you help unbelievers find God, the better your life gets. That's why we do a lot of things with missions. Missions are people, and missionaries are people that are going outside to the unreached people, outside our boundaries, to reach out to people who cannot do anything. They are in the bush, they are rural, they are outside civilization, and then we send to their missionaries. Now, if you are here, you want to know more about missions, missionaries, you want to, maybe God has been talking to you about missionaries and cool. I'd like you to, want to give you this material free of charge from Pastor Adekunle. So if you have been thinking about missionary, how can you help more in missions? Can I see your hands up? If you've been thinking of going to learn more about missionaries, thank you. I don't say you should go on mission field yourself. I mean, I'm talking about to help, to encourage, maybe to give more. Okay, can I have your hands up? Okay, beautiful. Can I have somebody to help me? Someone come and help me. All right. Okay. All right. Let's do that. Anybody else want to help us? Okay. Mission, you want to remember mission, you can give. You know, there was a young guy, today he's older, he's in university now. When he was 12 years old, he came with his mom to my office. And he said, he want to give me birthday gift for missionaries. His own birthday gift for missionaries. 10 or 12. I think he was the one. God blessed me such a mighty way later. That was amazing. 10, 12. I mean, just think about it. It's birthday. Said he want to give money to put in an envelope, give it to me to give to missionaries. Praise God. All right. The rest. I hope it's enough. Okay. So you can read more. Pastor Peace. Pastor Peace wrote the front talk about how do you pray for missionaries? They put some let us pray at the back so you can do that. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Okay. Let's start like this. Psalm 70. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive. You are singing to God. We are singing to God. For thou hast created all things and all. Can you lift up your hands and close your eyes and sing that song? Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive. Receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created, all things are for the pleasure of thee. One more time. Lift your hands. Thou art to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created, all things and for the pleasure of thee are created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the reasons why I look the way I look is because people are not getting evangelized anymore. Because people think that all these pastors are just looking for money. And they want to look big, they want to look great. So years ago, I determined not to let my appearance hinder anybody from getting saved in my life. That's what matters most a lot of time. Let's go to Psalm 70, verse 1. Let's deal with this for a few minutes before we move to other things. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Verse 5. But I'm poor and what? Can you look up, everybody? I'm poor and what? Needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh Lord, don't what? Don't delay. This was a universal cry from the mouth of this psalmist about delay and God speeding up. So if you are going through delay in one way or the other, some things are going on in your life that look as if God is not quickly moving, God's not acting. You're not the only one in that boat. You're not the only one in that boat. This guy was saying, Lord, you are my help. I have nobody else, my deliverer. Don't delay. Make haste. Make haste means kia kia, uluwa yara, agbese enle. But he said, don't delay. Speed up and only reduce your speed. What happens? You know, so some things get delayed in our lives. This guy prayed. Make haste to help me, oh God. Pastor, what happened? Look at Judah, Jairus. He asked Christ to come to his house, right? Am I right? To come and lay hands on the child. And they were delayed on the road, right? And he said, don't trouble the master anymore. Baby's dead. Lazarus. Jesus was delayed, waited back. The guy died. Martha said, if you had been here earlier, my brother would have, you know. But let me tell you the picture of delay that had finally helped me. Notice something? I see delay like this. You're going somewhere, and then you run into a barrier that slows you down and stops you. What do you do? This is what I've learned over the years. That place where you are delayed, send your roots down deep. Grow there. Be strengthened there. Send your roots down and grow up, bear fruit. Do things there that will augment your life and increase the ministry of Jesus and bless the name of the Lord. Just do that. Don't just, oh God, and start getting angry where you are delayed. Make it a place of fruit. Hallelujah. Make it a place of establishment, fruit and roots. What did I say? There is even a verse, say that in the Bible. Send your roots down and bear fruit upward. Are you listening, everybody? Are you here? Look at Joseph. He was delayed on his way. He was delayed in the house of Potiphar. What did he do? He prospered there, right? After he prospered there, the devil got mad, put him in prison. Delayed there too for 2 years. After the man had given the man the blessing of the dream interpretation, kept on increasing there. Praise God, somebody. Tell yourself, I'll flourish in my time of delay. I will increase. I will get better. I'll be rooted and I'll be fruitful. Can you lift up your hands and say that? I'll be fruitful. I'll be fruitful. In fact, right now, I'm getting more fruitful. No matter the place I find myself, no matter the state, no matter the condition, I've chosen to be fruitful. I've chosen to be rooted in Christ. I'm growing deeper and I'm growing higher. I'm growing deeper and I'm growing higher. Delay is not my portion. It's just for a while. He that will come, will come. The Lord will come and sort me out. Sort me out. And I will rejoice meanwhile and bear fruit in Jesus' name. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 I have things to, I'm looking forward to glory. Sometimes you just get things delayed. So what do? You just walk with the Lord. Now, sometimes too, don't cause delay for yourself. Sometimes the step we take, I've warned people before, I've warned them. Take this step, take that step like that. They won't. And the things just get all messed up again. I mean, like yesterday, I was just angry. Told this guy, do this, and do this, and do this there. And he just went and did whatever he liked. Then just boom up again. And he said, that's not God delaying you. That's your own foolish behaviors delaying you. See, Christians suffer a lot more than 70% of our delay. It's because we are stupid, we are senseless, and we act in our own way. That's some delays that are just because government or people. But Christians just do what they should not do in that situation. They will do their own selfish way. They may stand before you and tell you they're going to do it right, but do something wrong so you get to trouble. Are you hearing me? And so now they go to the embassy, they're trusting God to go abroad, then they go and lie something, put something that they should not put there. Then they see him and then send them back and say, go back. And then you go back in the next 3 years, you're still going through it. You just have to go through all that. You don't have to go through all that. Amen? I want to hear your amen now. If you can't say amen, say, oh me. Hello. You know. Praise God. Lift your hands. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus this evening. Oh, Makatala, this to prayer. We bless your name. Come, sing with me. We bless you, Lord. You are holy, Lord. Something is coming after this. Don't miss it. We bless you, Lord, you are
holy,
holy Lord.
And forever you are God. You are holy. We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Holy Lord,
and forever you are God.
Hallelujah, you are God.
You have bad attitude in life. When you are corrected, you just do like that. So you are not singing anymore. Because I told you that you listen stupid. That's how to get more delayed. Are you hearing me? You respond with joy to correction. Are you hearing me? Is it okay? Lord, thank you. Don't do anything. I will sing. Oh. No, don't do that. I'll tell the truth now. Praise God. Let's do it. We bless you, Lord.
You are holy.
Get up, let's start. Come on, let's start.
Holy Lord,
and forever you are God.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Holy Lord,
and forever you are God.
Hey, hallelujah, you are God.
Forever, Jesus. Can you clap your hands for the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, sit down. You're going to hear something tonight. Maybe you never heard from me before. It's one of the secrets of working with God. Some of you never heard this before. Larger part of you. And tonight, I want to show you something that will help you. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 and verse 10. I like you, tonight, I want you to listen. Maybe you should go back, hear this again, and listen attentively. It will help you tonight. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him, how? In pain. Now, why was he more honorable? Jabez called on the God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. He requested for about 5 things in that verse. Bless me, enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, that will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. The first two and the last two, as one at the middle of it. Let's go to 1 Peter 5. Give us verse 6. I want you to take note of something I want to say tonight. I will help you so much. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Therefore, humble yourself where? Everybody look up. Under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you where? In due time. Now, what do you notice is common between the verse we read before and this verse? Who can notice, who can spot one similarity there? Huh? I didn't hear you. Hand of God. You see, I read one verse for you in the Old Testament about the hand of God. He said, that your hand will be with me. I'll show you when God's hand is against somebody. And he said, how many of you are? You want to be promoted, you want to be promoted in life. You want to be promoted in life. You want to see promotion in your life. You want to see progress. A lot of these teachings on progress, making promotion, people don't get it. He said this verse, humble yourself. That means learn how to come under his hand, his mighty hand of power. That word mighty means power. And what will he do? He will exalt you. A lot of people are embarking on self exaltation, self-promotion, self-marketing. They call it branding. They try and do. God said, if you just humble yourself under my mighty hand, what will I do? You see, if you come under my mighty hand, I will take you up. You have not had me talking very much about the hand of God. Please, everybody, listen here. Before I say what I want to say, let's go to 1 Kings chapter 8. You will see how Solomon described it. That man said that your hand will be with me. That humble yourself. Peter was saying, humble yourself. Come under. Surrender to the mighty hand of God. Let's go to 1 Kings 8. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Let me find a verse for us. First King. This was when Solomon was dedicating the temple that he had built for God. And something is said over there, I'd like you to see it. It's a long chapter. But we're going to read only one or two verses there. And it will speak volume to us. Let's go. Look at verse 15. Everybody look up. And he said, please, everybody look up here. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who spoke with what? With his mouth to my father David, and with his hand as what? I'm not hearing you. With his hand as what? So, when we talk about the hand of God, we're talking about not just only his mouth when he speaks the Bible. You know, the reason why I'm in this book is not because I just love reading. I want to see it fulfilled in my life. Are you hearing me? The reason why you make transfer on your phone is that the money will arrive there, not just transfer. I'm making some sense this morning. You see, when Jeremiah on the keyboard there put his hands on the keyboard, we want to hear good sound coming out. Not just because he want to have his hand there. Now, listen, the hand of God, you must not only wait, like last week I talked about the word of God. But now, the hand of God must accompany you to make things happen. What will make a customer call you from Cameroon when there are 10,000 of you around here? Look at yourself. You accomplish things with your hand. Am I right? You write, you pack things. If your hands are cut off, you still got mouth, but much won't happen. So he said, you spoke with your mouth, and then with your hand, fulfill it. People can have the mouth of God. They have a copy of the Bible, but they don't see it alive. You know, one of my greatest joy is to see God's word fulfilled in my life. I don't know about you. I love to see God in action. And that part is his hand. What do I say? So, don't only just be looking for the mouth of God. You should embark also on looking for the hand of God in life. Wow, are you here? Look at your mom, if you are young over here. Your mama will carry you, put you in the car, get over there, get food, do all those things. She's using her hand. Just imagine her hands are not at work. Nothing much will happen in your life. So, Peter was warning us, learn to come under the hand of God. Don't let yourself just be strayed away, do whatever you like. Come under, if you want to be exalted, promoted, lifted up, say, humble yourself. So, we must learn the hand of God. The hand of God is where he fulfills things. See, I can talk like this in church, but the hand of God will follow each one of you to make it happen in your life. Am I making some sense this morning? The hand of God is practical. It's not something that you get like microphone, but it's something that is tangible with your life. See, that man said, Lord, that your hand will be with me. That's why, see, it takes the hand of God to bring the money, to bring the favor. It takes the hand of God to shut somebody up. So God said, learn to humble yourself under my mighty hand. I want to show my power in your life, but learn to cooperate with my hand. Not only just your hand. None of you over here, you know what you do? You take the mouth of God and take your own hand to do everything else. And your hands cannot accomplish much. You hear what I just said? If I ask Jeremiah to play the keyboard for me, I can't play it, but I must allow his hand to do that. I feel sorry for Nigerians. Nigerians, even people that are young over here, You have been setting yourself, you are going to make something out of your life. You're going to get up. And it's such a lot of struggle. Are you hearing me? Such a lot of struggle. You try and make some money, then it another devalues. You know, I see people, they spend 30 million to go abroad, sell their houses. They get over there, they get a job that cannot even get them to have enough food to eat. But when the hands of God is with you, you will get beyond what you are even expecting. Praise God, somebody. So we must learn to invite the hands of God and say, Lord, I want to come under your hand. Wherever you are, can you just fall on your knees and say, Father, look, I invite your hands to work with me. I surrender to your hand. My hands are not adequate enough to gather, to do, to accomplish, to perform. So I invite your hands. I want your hand to work with me. I know you are willing and you are able, but I come under the power of your hand tonight. I'm inviting your hand to work with me. You know the things I need, the things I need to do, you know the future. I want your hand to work and make things happen to me. And I'll give you all the glory. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit up. Hallelujah. Let me show you more about the hand of God. Take a look at Acts chapter 11. We're going to look at the hand of God working against and working for. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. I can show you so much about the hand of God, but you see, I look forward to that action part of God. Thank God for talking part of God. But you need to respect the action part of God. Let's go to Acts chapter 11. This is the good one. Look at this. Verse 21. Okay, let's start from verse 20. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, or not, those are not Jews, preaching. Now, listen, can you look up here? What, Pastor, what's this? Before this time, nobody was preaching to those who are not Jews. They were preaching only to Jews. They're not preaching to other people like us. They never knew that it included us, Peter and Co. They are preaching for the Gentiles. Then they went to Cornelius' house and they came back and wondered. But then, these were not apostles. They were ordinary Christians. So they ventured to go far to these cities, Cyprus, and they began to speak to those who are not Jews, unlike before. Look at what happened, next verse. And the hand of the Lord was with them. You see, you are not doing this before. You just attempted and step out to do something, and then here come, and a great number believed. There's something about the hand of God just with you that just make things go better, go bigger, go greater. Look at next verse. And the news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. Next verse. And when he came and had seen the grace of God. You see, you can preach the grace of God, but when the hand of God works, you will see the grace of God. You are in favor of Gideon. Are you hearing me tonight? Why, Pastor, why are you talking about this? Because I want you to be aware of it and be conscious of it and expect it. Tell yourself, I'll be aware of the hand of God. I'll be conscious of the hands of God, and I will also be expecting the hand of God to work in my life. Thank God for people's hands. Thank God for those who will help you. And I encourage them all that with purpose of heart, they should continue. You should learn to see, if I tell you about the hands of God, just getting things done. Sometimes you are wondering what will happen over there before you get in there. God has solved the problems. Sometimes the hand of God will come upon you when you are sick and turn you out. Jesus always used two things most, his mouth and his hands. He touches you, you are okay. So I want to emphasize his hand beside his mouth today. Expect his hand to work in action in your life. Not just only believing and confessing promises. God is outside there with his hand. And when you humble yourself and get that hand cooperating with you, some things will not be struggle for you anymore. Amen, somebody. You can even lift things in his hand. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. See, you use your hands to clap. You can lift things in the hands of God. Say, God, this is yours. Just handle it. I can't handle it anymore. And don't take it back in your own hands. In fact, if you go and read over there, one of the ways you stop the hands of God is by worrying. When you start worrying about it yourself, am I going to get this money? God said, okay, go get it yourself. You want to get the money. Hallelujah. The hand of God. Now, you can see the hand of God working to multiply them there, but you can also see the hand of God against chapter 13. Come and see. Oh, I also trust this. See, when you follow the truth, the hand of God will stop people that want to stop you from following the truth. You know what I'm saying? Just like the hand of God can see, for instance, I've seen this happen. I saw this years ago. I was in the campus. My first year in Idiaraba. I was talking to God. I said, God, you're my father. You're my father. I'm just worshiping him. And one day, they said, we were in the classroom. Whether it's anatomy or whatever, we don't know. He said, all of you go out, go and buy notebook. You cannot work here without notebook. Go back. So we all rushed to the bookshop at the Daraba. You know that one at the River Gate. We should go and buy textbooks or notebooks, you know. So we got down there. All of us just rushed down. And we got to the gate. They said, don't come in. We just stop at the gate. Don't come in. We have class now. I just said, Lord, just show that you are with me. Just help me. You know, I'm always tired. God's my witness. If you think I'm telling a lie, when you get to heaven, how's good? You know, we were at the gate like that. The man just pointed and said, hey, you! I didn't look different. I was just like this. He said, you! Come inside. I remember my classmate called Eric. You can't forget his name. Eric said, what about me? He said, no, I'm not calling you. Stay outside there. Look like magic before me. He says, you. And I walked in, paid for the exercise book, and I marched out. And I said, Lord, may it continue like this. What? I see the hands of God in different things like that in my life. And the older I get in my faith, the more I rely on that hand. Praise God, somebody. For instance, I never force anybody to come to church. I never tell you, if you don't come to church, no. I let the hand of God gather you and bring you. If I gather with my own hands, one day my hands will be tired. And I'm just Do you know what? Sometimes when I see you like this, I've not seen you for a long time. When I see you like this, I just continue with you. I never noticed that. I never say, no, you don't have time. Praise God. I said, praise God. Let's look at the other side of the hand of God. Acts chapter 13. Come and see. Praise God. Are you blessed tonight? Now, Paul and Barnabas went to preach. And there was this guy who was a magician. Are you hearing me? He was a magician. Bible call him false prophet. You see, today, all these false prophets, they're actually magicians. I just started putting on jacket and suit to show that they are Christian prophet. Come and see. Hallelujah. Look at verse 7. Okay, from verse 6. Now, when they had gone, that's Paul and Barnabas, when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was what? Bar Jesus. He's a false prophet. Next verse. Who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man? He was in this, he hung around him. And this man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God from the mouth of God. Right? Next verse. But Elymas the sorcerer, so his name translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away. See, he's thinking it's all, that's why sometimes I don't fight with Muslims. I don't. There's something more with us than just only mouth and quoting Bible. When that guy started arguing with Paul, look at what happened next. And then the Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said what? Oh, full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight way of the Lord? Look at this verse. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, or my says, against you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. Immediately, a darkness fell on him, and he went around. Now listen, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the hand of God is against you, you'll be looking for that hand to lead you and take you nowhere. I always, help me, Lord, help me. No, I don't want to see your hand against me. I don't want you to block me. If you don't love the gospel, God will block you. God will stop you. God will round you up and put you. Mofi, you come to church, just play around. That's okay for some time, but after a while, God will say, go no, no, go further. Don't go that further. Don't go. No. Have you been there before? Just in security, say, no, I'm not going anywhere there. Have you been there before? Bouncer at party. That's the hand of God. It's worse than the bouncer. You see, I'm not going anywhere. You see that in a minute. So, you can see, the hand was against him. He became blind. You couldn't see. And looking for other hand. May that not be our story. And human hand can take us far. Can take us far. Sometimes, when God doesn't help somebody, no matter how much you help them, he won't get out of it. But that's not your lot. Are you hearing me? You want to say, Pastor, me? No. False prophet Elymas trying to pervert the word of God. So, if you start taking the word of God serious, this hand will work more with you. If you are taking the word of God in a perverse, you want to use the word of God against yourself, and then you're going to suffer. But if you are going to just let God be God in your life and the gospel be truth to your life, that's going to be blessing your life by the hand of God. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus one more time. Amen. You know, hallelujah. Have you noticed something? We all go to sometimes graduation or something, and somebody got an award by how much they have labored with their hands. And we take our hands and clap for them. May you clap more for God in your life. Amen, somebody. May you see the hands of God and you just say, oh Lord, I mean, all by yourself. You just say, Lord, wow, wow, Lord, just wow. I mean, you go for an interview, an exam, and they were asking you what you just read. Oh, that's the hand of God taking you down there to just kind of go down there. Some people, they go read something that 25 years ago and work today. Have you been there before? You prepare to go for a particular something and you are thinking, what would they ask you? And when you enter, they start joking with you. And then they give you and let you go. That's the hand of God. It's sweeter. Praise God in that way. I'm making some sense today? Tell yourself, the hand of God will work with me. The hand of God will encourage me. Now, you see, you can ask for your hand. Please, Ejo, are you hearing me? That's what Jabez said. Jabez said, Lord, may your hand walk with me. You have to invite him. I remember when we started working at Yanamochwari, we went to build our first building. I said, Lord, I need your hand to do something for me. I'm starting this project, but I need your hand to do something. I want you to just give me a push. Just let me see your hand do something here. And one day we were having early morning prayer. And I saw this couple, they walked into my office. And they said, Reverend, you know what? Starting building, we are giving $500,000 first. And second, we are going to give another $500,000 to get something. I said, Lord, I can see your hand. I took off like a bullet. We started walking. See, sometimes, don't rush and do things. Wait for the hand of God. Some of you, you borrow too early. Borrow. No. Let God just. Pastor, two by one call for a man. At least he will see you that you are suffering. But if you are always bailing yourself out, it's a gentle God. He just let you keep on bailing yourself out. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Oh God. Jacob was a crafty man. He always used his hand to bail himself out. And he lied about his brother, covered himself with clothes, remember? Got the blessing. Then 20-something years later, he was coming back to meet his brother. Esau said, I'm coming to meet you at this road. He was there with his family and all his animals for business. And when, you know, Samson, you know, called him, said, yeah, I'm coming. And he said to Jacob, 400 men on horses are with Esau. Brother, you are finished. His mother lost her life to protect him. You know, when Esau was thinking of killing Jacob, Jacob said to the mother, you'll kill me. The mother said, I'll send you to my brother. You come back. He never came back. The mother died without seeing Jacob again. She arranged everything by her own hand. Now, Jacob was now 11 months. Jacob now began to organize, what am I going to do now? Esau is coming. You know what he did? He took his wife he didn't like, put him forward first. No, the one that gave back to him that was not his wife, put out one of the children. Then he puts Leah. Is it Leah now? Then he puts the one that he loved most. Then he puts sacrifice before him about a load of sacrifices to appease his brother. Guess what happened? The hand of God. So in the night, after crossing the brook, he was by himself alone. And then a man came to wrestle with him. The man was unusual. The man took his hand, began to wrestle with Jacob. And he couldn't beat Jacob. His hands were too strong. Many of you, your hands are too strong. God can help you. You have all the calculations. You have all the excuses. You have all the defense. So, God, I mean, can you imagine wrestling with God all night? God didn't win. God had the last joke. He just hit him on the knee like that, and his socket just. So he was broken. Now, when you are like that, you can't fight anymore. If you are going to wrestle, you're going to need your leg on the floor. When the guy just go like that, you know what he did now? He just, okay, Ramon. You can call Ramon. Of course, you're not going to bless me. Then the angel, it was your God, actually said, what's your name? And for the first time, Jacob said his own name from his mouth. You know the name of Jacob? Koni. That's the name of Jacob. He said, my name is Koni. God said, you have wrestled with men. You have wrestled with God. Now I've changed your name to Prince of God. Now listen. Bible says, early morning came and it was like this. And in the morning, Esau was coming. If God had not dealt with him, see, some people never let God deal with you. Never let God help you through. You know, I'm almost crying now. Just imagine, just like that. And a father of Esau saw him. Esau said, "Hey, bro, you like this. You know, it just, and it just started crying. He cried, wept, on a sense. I mean, everything forgotten. Clap your hands for the hand of God. Come on. Everything forgotten. Somebody had wrestled with him. Somebody has put hand around him. Somebody had dealt with him. Somebody had moved him. Let me show you some few things about the hands of God as we close. I'll show you the hand of God. Number one, the hand of God can do like this to you. Stop that. That happens to many of you a lot of time. God says, stop that. Don't say that again. It's time to stop you. You feel it in your conscience. The hand of God. Don't go for that. Don't do that to him. I picked my phone several times. Somebody will say something like, I don't like, but I'll be cautioned by God to respond appropriately because his hand was stopping me. If you never learn the hands of God stopping you, it won't help you to start things in life. Are you hearing me? Oh, I've seen that happen. Just block me from saying things, do things that are, just don't do that. Just you feel, you can feel it gentle sometimes. Sometimes it can be very rough sometimes. I mean, you just get into trouble. So number one, I wrote it down. Number one, the hand of God just say, don't go further. It can be very, very slight and gentle. But when people warfare run into his hands, it can be harsh. Have you been there before? Mommy said, don't go. And you're about to take off. A grip gets stronger. I just hold you back. And out of many bars. That area, your heart. Now if you, at night, some things you see on your phone, you just feel like, God, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go. Just like that. So, mother, next one is hands beckoning you. You should start feeling the thoughts, impressions on you. Do that. Move that. You can send that. You know, my wife told you now, one night like that, she was chatting around 1:30 with my daughter. That, and that one said, I need more money. And then my wife said, we'll talk to daddy about it around 1:30. I woke up around, we were chatting on the phone. I didn't read that. Around 3:30, I woke up. I just felt the hand of God. Get that money there, move it here. I said, Lord, this is. He said, get that money, move it there. I said, okay, I move the money. He said, send this to your wife. Around 3:30, she was sleeping. I could just sense that hand, just gently telling me to go do that. But I finally responded, transferred the money. She woke up in the morning, found the money waiting there. She has not asked me that, did I ask overnight? Oh, I can tell you about the hands of God like that. That's the greatest thing you can ever enjoy. At the hand of God working with you. Are you hearing me? In your sense, in your conscience, you do something. So it keeps coming to you. Step out, do this, move out, get that. The love of God, God wants you to step out and do bigger things with your life. So, number one, get used to that. Don't come this far because there's much more for you. I remember when we moved to our first second house in Abeokuta, I got a house at Salamu Kaula. There were two flats down, two flats up. We entered the first one. My wife and I, we went there together. We saw the place. And I would say, well, okay. So I said, let's go and check. My wife said, let's go and check the other one down there. And the other one looked better. When we enter, I just sense the hand of God. This is not for you. No, this, you just feel it somewhere. Not for you. I said, yeah, let's turn. Just turn. Turn. You know what? 2 years later, somebody came in there, or some years later, he said to me, a brother, he said, I have claimed that place as my own 2 years ago before I moved here. So he's claiming it as his own, not my own. Praise God. Are you here? Learn to depend. That hand, once about, I don't feel it, it's there. Just allow it more. Just pray. Say, Lord, I want to see more of your hand. Just lead me, guide me with your hand. Hallelujah. Are you here? I wrote it down. I said, number one, the hand of God. Stop it. Number one, calling you on. Sometimes you have feelings in the night, thoughts in your head. Do this, move there, get that done. Don't, you know, is that you, Lord? I wrote one down. You know, sometimes his hands will just hold you. Come, guys. You know, his hands just hold you. Like that. Just hold you. You feel that comfort. Even sometimes when things are very rough, you just know he's there with you. Just know he's there. It's a hand of companionship. You know, many of us over here, no matter how many people are around us, we still feel lonely. We still feel alone. Have you been there before? Some ideas you can't share. Some things you can't talk to people. Am I right? Even to your loved one, they may not even understand you. But the hand of God just said, I'm there with you. Every other hand of brothers were against Joseph. Am I right? But the hand of God held him steady. Klagon kaboom too. The hand of God held him steady. So learn to put yourself in the hands of God. Let him hold you. Things will happen. Sometimes you are confused. You don't know what to do about it. Just let him hold you. Just balance there. My faith is in you. I'm trusting you. And you sense that he's just holding me. He won't let me fall. Hallelujah. I wrote this one down too. Oh, I love this one. His hand can also uphold you. You see, it can hold you up. His hands will hold you up. Let me explain that. His hand will help you to do things that will keep on making further progress available. He may not tell you, but tell you, do this and do that and do that. And before you notice, it starts increasing your life. He wants to hold you. He said, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, I'm your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. Restart. I will uphold you with my, he will take you up. He will jack you up. He will let you beat your own record. Praise God, somebody. Oh, I trust that more than anything else. You wonder how I can come over here every week. Somebody asked me yesterday, said, Reverend, I've been coming for 5 years. You say, we'll come back next week again. His hands hold me up. Can we worship all this? Since 1988, we've been worshiping. And we never got tired. His hands holding us up. His hands, praise God. One guy sing a song, God's unfaithful. Is it God's unchanging hands? Something like that. His hands holding you up. Praise God. Then I wrote this one down too. Yeah. Invite his hand to join with you to walk. Don't you start any project, anything. Say, Lord, please, I need your hand here. I need you to get something done. Remember, the servant of Abraham that wanted to get a wife? He said, Lord, can you help me? Lord, I'm going. Please. And every time God gives a miracle, he follows his hand and just worship God because he knew where he's coming from. Many of us don't know the meaning of tithes. Tithe is not just that you are paying God something. It's that you are telling God you are honoring him to walk along with you. Let me surprise you. The word tithe in Hebrew and the word wealth are from the same word. Do you know why? Because the moment you get to 10, that's why God is asking for 1. The moment you get in Hebrew language, 1 to 10, they all have their number. Like 1 is unity of God. Now, number 10 means that you have stepped into completeness, into adequacy. And God said, take 1 out of that 10 to honor me. Have you ever noticed that the whole computer world is on 1 and 0? Am I correct, guys? 1 and 0. Why did God accept that 10? People can argue about a lot of things, but they knew what they did because Abraham was involved with God. So, what am I saying in essence? Ask him to join you. You are going to any venture and start honoring him. I learned very early as a pastor, don't ever think about yourself alone. It's just you honor God. God will rise up. Like, have you seen your parents? When you honor them, do something for them, they get up and want to back you up more, pray more for you. So learn to honor God, to join you. Invite him. Don't do things on your own. Say, Lord, I know I have the knowledge, but Lord, please, can you join with me in this business? Ah, Pastor, I have all the prospect. He can blow up at any time. How many of you know that? He can blow up at any time. Let's do one more. I love this one. His hands will carry you. Oh, sometimes you go through some harsh times, rough times, things are difficult. Hallelujah. Just carry you through. You don't have so many customers. The school is dry. Like prof now. Are you hearing me? You just go to the level of prof. It's prof. You can't go further again. Am I right? Consultant, you can't go further again. Pastor, I'm just pastor. But to thrive there, his hand will carry you through that. Amen, somebody. Okay, my battery is gone. Let me. Change back to this. Hallelujah. Let me get this one. That is quitting. All right. Okay. Oh, this one is quitting too. Okay, the hand of God is with me. All right. Beautiful. Great. Hallelujah. So, that hand, like I said again, I wrote it down over here, working with you. PPR, Baba Adeboye was given for his PhD 200 simultaneous equations to solve. You are battling with two in secondary school, am I right? 200 to solve. He tried for 6 months. He didn't get any answer. One day said, God, why not? You are El Shaddai. You're more than enough. Please, join with me. You see your hand? Overnight, he got the answer. Just leave it in the hands of God. Hallelujah. 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 I said, hallelujah. He said, tell yourself, my hands cannot do enough for my life. My hands cannot bless me enough. My hands are not sufficient, but your hand is sufficient for me. Ah, God likes to block people who thinks their hands are sufficient for them. Chapter 8, Deuteronomy, verse 17. Take a look. Hallelujah. Quickly, time is running. Humble yourself. I'm sorry for taking your time, but I think this is helpful tonight. Really helpful. Hallelujah. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Ah, a minimum say, no power, any ability, manager, efficiency in my life. Me. God said, all right. Next verse. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for this is he who gives you power with his hands to get wealth. And he may establish his covenant, which he swore to you, for Father, as this is. Now, Pastor, but let me tell you, my time is up. Should never spend my time. One of the best ways to know about the hand of God, what the hand of God will do. Let me close with this one. I'll give you something random. People are not faithful usually to what they say. Am I right? You can be sure of this. Whatever his mouth says, his hand will fulfill it. So don't actually be struggling too much. Where is his hand? His hand will be where his mouth is. When you find out what he said, you can hold him, because I'm watching over my word. He fulfills it with his hands. It's not God just pitying you, uncle, but he wants you to know that his mouth has spoken. Sometimes when his mouth has spoken and you don't act on that, his hands will not be so much in your life. One time, Moses was not acting on the word of God and his hand was against him to kill him in the wilderness. You know, like gravity doesn't respect anybody. Am I right? Finally, his hands can get things for you. Wow, praise God. Lord, get me that vision. Get me that house. Get me that car. Get me the job. Praise God. Praise God. His hands can get you that. His hands. So, let's learn to humble ourselves and invite his hands. Going out to do anything, invite his hands. Even sometimes crazy things that you will never get. Just say, Lord, please go ahead. Prove that you are my God. Huh? Hallelujah. And don't try and tamper with him. Leave him alone to do it. Are you hearing me? Praise God. I'm a few. Somebody's fighting over something. Somebody say, you're going to pay $2 million for this one. $2 million. They're saying, "Me, mama, is that not so no, get me the $2 million so I can pay him." Huh? Not better. Remember, Jesus was going somewhere. They are following him, and then the tax people came and said, "Tax people say, hey, the master, does he pay money?" Peter said, "He doesn't pay. It's free." And when they entered the house, Jesus said to him, preempted him. He said, "Hey, do they pay tax from this world?" Jesus, Peter said, "They don't pay. We don't pay." He said, "Lest we offend them." Go to the sea, take your hook, drop it, the first fish, open his mouth, there's gold coin, pay for. I don't mind the hand of God going ahead like that. How did the fish get the money? I guess God grabbed the fish, opened his mouth, put the money. Oh, guess what I just saw? Jesus' hands holding the five bread, and it fed 5,000. Whatever small that get to his hands, he can multiply it. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Say, Father, thank you for your multiplying hand, for your fruitful hand, for your hand that knows no limits. I humble myself. I come under. I refuse to worry about tomorrow because my tomorrow is in your hands. How will I go through school? My life is in your hand. Even my times are in your hand. Oh, some of us over here, you are going through some hard times. Maybe wrong marriage, wrong job. Don't worry. His hands will take you and carry you through it. Oh, thank you. Say, Lord, just carry me through. Like, baby, it's okay. Hallelujah. You can lift and exalt me in the midst of all that. Thank you. The best way to prove is your hand in my life, so that my enemy will know that you are strong on my behalf. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One more time, say, Lord, I invite your hands to go to greater things in my life. Lord, take me to greater places. Can you just ask him, Lord, take me, my business, my life, my family, my marriage, my kids. Take them to greater places. Lord, don't let me stay with only what my hands can get. Double my effort. Triple my effort. Multiply my effort. I invite your hand in my spiritual life, my emotional life. Calm me down. Hold me up. Hold me steady. Help me to go on along with you in the journey of life, that I will not feel tired. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my life. I give you. Expecting your hand, expecting your actions in my life. Yes, Lord.
Every moment I'm away.
Lord,
have your way.
Lord, lift your hands to him.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I'm expecting. I'm looking out for you. I'm looking out for your hand in my life. Oh God.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Have your way. You know, someone says, I put my hands in your hand, oh my God. Put my hands in your hand, oh my God. I put my hands in your hand.
I put my hands in your hand, oh God.
I put my hands in your hand, oh God.
I put my hands in your hand.
You never fail. So I can't fail.
I will not fail.
Because you can never fail. Don't worry about your future. Put your hands in his hands.
I put my hand in your hand.
I'm going to walk with your hands walking with me. Yes, Lord.
I put my hand in your hand. Oh, God.
Oh.
I put my hand in your hand. Oh, God. I will not fail.
For you can never fail.
For you can never fail.
One more time. As we leave this little lesson, one more time. Spoken concerning me in your word. What you have promised me, I'm asking, let your hand fulfill them. Let your hands fulfill these words. Let your hands fulfill. Solomon said, every word you have spoken to my father David, your hand has fulfilled it. Say, Lord, go ahead in the bustle of life. Let your hands fulfill your word in my life. You know my desire, you know my heart, you know the progress I want to see. Let your hands accompany me. Jabez said, Lord, let your hand walk with me. Let your hand be with me. And God granted his request. If God gave it to him, he will give it to you too. Because you are even his beloved children. They were servants then. You are God's children now. Say, Lord, thank you because your hands are with me. I welcome your hand and I come under your hand. I refuse to stray around doing my own thing, go my own way. Thank you for your hand in my life. I tell the devil, God's hand is against you in my life. Tell the devil, Satan, God's hand is against you in my life. God, I know God's hand is working against you, so you will not have your way. You cannot prosper in my life because God's hand is working with me. God's hand, God is for, if God be for us, who can be against us? Tell the devil, devil, you will not have your way in my life because God's hand is working with me. God's hand is working for me. God's hand is working in my life. Oh, no need to be discouraged. Tell yourself, I refuse to be discouraged. No more depression. God's hand is working with me. He will fulfill what he said. He will carry out his purpose in my life. His hands are not weak. His hands are not weak. So I'm going to go about my duty. I'll do my part. I will run and not be weary. And I walk and not faint. For he will bless me because his hands are with me. His hands cannot fail. His mighty hands are over my life. And I have a future in him because my hands are in his hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. His hands to comfort you, to steady you. He's there right now. Whatever you are going through, just depend on him. He's there for you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise God. Before we leave, can you stretch your hands to touch somebody? Just touch somebody. The Bible says that we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Am I true? We don't have to lay hands. We can just join our hands. That's laying hands on ourselves. And you know what? That word sick there means whatever is weak. Not only just physical sickness. Whatever is weak in our life. And as we join our hands, we say we receive recovery through the hands of God. Because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We receive recovery. We receive recovery. We receive recovery. Whatever is lost. Whatever is difficult to get. We receive recovery to recover. Whatever has been covered up, we recover. We bring it to the open. We bring it to health and soundness in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. We bless you as we join our hands together. Expecting your hands in our life. Thank you for your hands. Thank you for your hands. Thank you for your hands turning us around and taking us to where we belong. Thank you tonight, Father. It's a holy moment, Father, under your hand, and we give you all the glory. Let's thank him personally. You can drop the hands. Let's thank him personally as we leave here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. I feel something here tonight that's just different. The hand of God is with us. Don't be afraid anymore. The hand of God is with us. Just humble yourself under it. Don't exert, push, do other things, fight. Just relax. Remember, Jacob again. Praise God. If the hand that worked in your life, it'll work around you. Get up your feet, let's go home. Let's share the grace together. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, with us now and forevermore. Surely, thank you for coming. Wonderful night. Have a wonderful night. Weekend. Sunday, we'll be here together. And the program for singles, 4 o'clock Sunday, don't forget. Hallelujah.